WNYC's We the Commuters Project is all about buses this week. And in case you missed Monday's installment about busing in from the suburbs, here's Kathy from New Paltz with a recap.
It's almost like a family. You get to see the same people quite frequently, and it's a very comforting environment.
Well, does anyone say that about MTA buses? WNYC's James Ramsey went out to find out. He joins us now. James, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Okay, so are there block parties on the B4?
No, there is not. But I did take the B4 yesterday, actually, from Bensonhurst to Bay Ridge. And while I was at the stop, I met a hospital worker named Stephanie who said that the wait is usually so bad, sometimes she just cabs it.
Usually I'm waiting for like 20 minutes.
Well, and what does a cab set you back?
It's probably like $8.
So just for this summer, you're trying to get back on the bus thing?
Yeah, I'm trying to get back on the routine of taking the bus instead of wasting so much money on cabs. But then again, it costs me more to wait than to actually get to work on time.
And the irony for Stephanie is that her bus stop is actually directly beneath the D train tracks. But for a lot of people like her who commute across the borough, a train just doesn't get you there.
So waiting sounds like half the battle, but then what happens once you're on that bus?
You move really slowly. I mean, there are parts of the city where the average bus speed is slower than 5 miles an hour. For reference, an elite marathon runner moves at about 13 miles an hour. But incidentally, there was a rally outside City Hall yesterday where advocates were pushing to speed up service. Here's State Assemblywoman Neely Rozic from Queens describing one idea for speeding up the buses.
A bus pulls up to the intersection and the signal will give them a 10-second or 5-second start before the rest of traffic. We've seen that be successful in the Jamaica to Flushing line in getting people moving.
Okay, James, can you translate for us?
Yeah, she's referring to a fancy system in which the buses can communicate wirelessly with the traffic lights. So bus pulls up and you can either reduce the length of the red light or lengthen the greens. But if anyone out there has another idea for improving bus speed, let us know on Twitter with the hashtag WeTheCommuters or give us a call at 855-869-9692.
WNYC's James Ramsey. James, thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.
See you on the bus.